about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A very somber day as we remember the September 11th attacks and close to 3,000 people dying on that day. We listen to stories of heroism and survival stories and all the people that risk their life to save others and the first responders. And it's definitely going to be cemented in our history. I think all of us remember where we were when we saw the World Trade and heard of the World Trade Center attacks. I was just watching the news, getting ready in the morning. I saw one of the buildings on fire while I'm watching the news. You see the next plane hit the tower, and that's just an image you're just not going to forget. Just like people remember where they were when President Reagan was shot, when JFK was assassinated. It's just one of those things where you'll never forget, and we shouldn't forget. I mean, what happened to us should never ever happen again. And we stand strong today. Some very interesting information is still surfacing on what happened with the attacks. Like some famous people that actually could have been on that American Airlines Flight 11 that didn't, like Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane. We're gonna talk about that. Many of you know my story where I believe I had taken care of in the quick care the head mastermind of this Muhammad Atta before he flew to New York and then flew a plane into the World Trade Center. So just, I mean, very, just things that just send chills up your spine. I'm kind of at a loss for words. I mean, it's been 12 years and it still chokes you up. I was a physician at the Quick Care system, UMC Quick Care, and again, I've never been able to get confirmation on this because the FBI had confiscated the records immediately after this. But you know, prior to September 11th, I had taken care of a patient. I remember his first name was Muhammad, very short last name, well shaven, very quiet. He was sick, not horribly sick. I'd seen him for a sore throat. I remember I kind of got a little bit of the heebie-jeebies because he was just very quiet. How sometimes you get kind of a little eerie feeling, but I just blew it off, because I see a lot of quiet people. And then September, I think 12th came along my husband was watching the news and all these photos of the hijackers were up on the screen and I hadn't read what the caption was, but there was a picture of Muhammad Atta, and I go, oh, I just saw him in Quick Care. And my husband was like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I just saw that guy a couple days ago, and he was sick. And he goes, he flew a plane to the World Trade Center. And I go, no, then maybe I didn't see him. You're right. So I ran down to the clinic I was working at early to see if I could take a look at the records to verify the name, and the records had already been confiscated, taken by the FBI from what I was told by the nurse. So I never got to confirm, but still kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies that, I could have possibly, maybe thwarted this by giving him something he was allergic to. I mean, if I remember correctly, it's really, really hard, but I think he was allergic to penicillin. And I gave him a Z-Pak at the time. And, you go back going, I really, really could have maybe made a difference if I gave him something he was allergic to. But I mean, how do you know? And again, I don't have the chart. I can't, and I'll never probably get to see it to go back through that and try to see if I could have changed my, are you really going to give somebody, if I thought I had a killer in front of me, I'd be getting the authorities. I wouldn't be trying to handle it myself. But, many of us have stories and thoughts and it's a great time to reflect. And interesting stories that have surfaced are certain people who, celebrities that were supposed to be on the flights or near the World Trade Center, or even in building number 7. That was the third building, the 47-story building that collapsed. Didn't get a lot of publicity, like obviously the first two World Trade Centers. And, you know, when you hear stories like this, it's remarkable. I mean, you just wonder, I mean, what was the how they were so lucky and fortunately able to survive. Like, for example, Seth MacFarlane, many of us know him from Family Guy, American Dad, etc. I think he hosted the Oscars. I guess he was scheduled that day to return to Los Angeles on American Airlines Flight 11. He was supposed to be a keynote speaker at his alma mater. And I think he had been drinking the night before. He had been, I think he said he was a little hungover, and he missed the plane by 10 minutes. And he was quoted as saying, "Alcohol is a friend." I think that's the moral of that story. But we know he was shaken up, and, you know, he's definitely thanked the Lord and has been very, very vocal about this. And Ted, his co-star, right, because he had created the show Ted, he was the teddy bear, his co-star Mark Wahlberg also survived missing that flight. He was supposed to be on Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles. At the last minute, he and his friends changed their plans and decided to charter a plane to Toronto, Canada, for a film festival. So they flew from Toronto to then Los Angeles, and he says he still, you know, has nightmares over him possibly having been on that flight. Sarah Ferguson, I guess, was in New York City on that day. She was in NBC Studios being interviewed by Matt Lauer when the first plane hit. From what I understand, her charity was located on the 101st floor of World Trade Center. She was supposed to be in the building with the charity that day, but she was running late. None of the charity's employees were trapped in the building, but the financial firm that provided space, the free space, to the charity, 700 employees, had been killed that day. I mean, we lost close to 3,000 people. Just horrifying. I think Gwyneth Paltrow had stopped to meet somebody on the street. That person was supposed to have gone to the World Trade Center, missed her number 2 train, was able to survive. Did any of you guys ever have any close calls with death? And what happened? What, you know, did you change the flight? Did you, what happened to prevent you? I'd love to hear those stories. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
"We're there!"
freezedryguy.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
On the Doc Hadalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about, have you ever had a near miss? What happened? What prevented you from being injured or possibly being killed? And, you know, what stopped you? Judy writes, and you can also email us at drdahlia.com. Last November, I was supposed to be on the I-10 in Texas, and something stopped me from leaving the house. I think I had misplaced my keys, and if I had left on time, I would have passed the exit where the multiple car pileup occurred. Oh, I remember this. There were like 18-wheelers on top of car. It was like a 140-car pileup. That was, I remember that. You know, I think a lot of us have had experiences where something kept us behind. Something kept us late. And, you know, we were, you know, either yelling at the kids because of it, or we were so mad and we were griping and cussing. And then all of a sudden, well, maybe not all of you cuss, but, you know, and then all of a sudden you realize that if you would have actually been, you know, on time, something could have happened. Gosh, well, after 9/11, a couple days later, they were interviewing one of the, I guess, custodians. And he had said that he had overslept that day, and he had probably come to work 15 minutes late, and him oversleeping Yeah, saved his life. And I remember watching that going, okay, you know what, if I ever oversleep, maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe, you know, someone up there is trying to tell me something or protect me. When I was little, there was and Judy, thank you for your note. That crash in Texas, that horrible, horrible multiple car pileup last November. I'm glad you were able to not be involved in that. I mean, it's a shame. You want to be relieved for the people that weren't hurt, but then you still say a prayer for the people that were, you know? When I was in Sunday school, there was a gentleman who I guess had escaped a plane crash. I think it was one of the, I don't know if it was a Delta crash in New York. I'm trying to remember. It was this big airplane crash in the 1980s. And some of you guys would probably remember this. I'm trying to think if it was, I have to look it up. And I guess what happened was there was an older lady who had been panicking because she really needed to get on that plane. And so he gave her the seat. I guess what had happened is she had, I guess, another ticket. And so he was being a good person. He decided, you know what, I'll swap. You know, if you want to get on this flight, I'll swap. Go ahead. It doesn't matter to me if I get to my destination a couple hours later. And, of course, he had missed the flight that had then crashed. I'm sorry, I don't remember. This was like a crash from, like, and maybe it might not have been Delta. It was a huge airplane crash that I think killed everybody on board. And it was during an icy part of the time of year, and I believe it was in New York. And, you know, I remember thinking when I was little, going, okay, well, you know, next time anybody needs my flight, okay, or anybody's frantic about getting on the plane, just hand your ticket over. And, you know, it was scary as a kid to think that something like that could be so fateful. Not that you want the person you're handing the ticket to be on a plane that crashes, God forbid, but, you know, you just don't know why you're in one situation and somebody else is. So the topic today, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI is, you know, have you ever had a near miss? Did something happen that prevented you from possibly dying or being in a situation which you would have been in if it was on your own volition, but something stopped you? You know, many of us listening are of different faiths, right? We have Christians, Catholics, Jews, Muslim, Buddhists, Hindu, you know, Mormon, listening to the show, atheist. And, I think we all try to struggle with why some people die and some people don't, why some people escape the World Trade Center bombings and attack, and why others didn't. You know, when we're little, we like to believe that if you're a good person, then good things happen to you. If you're a bad person, bad things happen to you. And then as you grow older, you notice, okay, now wait a second, you know, bad things are happening to good people and good things happen to bad people. And you wonder, okay, what's going on here? What are we supposed to believe in? And, you know, we still stick to our faith. Maybe we get a little shaken. And something like this with the World Trade Center, I think, shook a lot of our faith. Okay, we're not sure why it happened. You know, and it's hard. I mean, for me as a doctor, you know, I mean, I went through school, you know, with science class after science class after science class. And I had to always balance religion and science, okay? Yep, I think evolution existed, but I also think creationism existed. Okay, I just make it work, okay? The mind of Dr. Dahlia is a very complex mind. I just make it work, all right? And you know, but, you know, the one thing I just haven't been able to make work is, for example, like with that airplane crash in New York, you know, why did that one lady die? And not the gentleman that gave the ticket. You know, what was going on up in heaven or in whatever dimension we believe in that forced her to scramble and want to get on that flight, unless maybe she was bucking fate. Maybe she was never supposed to be on that flight. So she panicked that she had to be on standby, was able to find somebody to swap. You know, the Buffalo crash that happened a few years ago. You know, you hear similar stories. Somebody decided to go on standby, give their ticket up, etc. you just wonder. It's something that I wish I could explain. I don't know if there's any clergy out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, how do you make rhyme or reason? You know, my uncle died when he was 13. He had leukemia. And he was a very, very unique boy. He was a concert pianist. He was a genius, actually. I mean, he was diagnosed in the 50s as being an absolute genius. He was put up 2 grades. So when he was supposed to be in the 3rd grade, he was in the 5th grade. And the teachers couldn't stop him. I mean, he was of a brilliant mind. All of a sudden, he comes down with leukemia and dies. And so when my mom would talk about that when I was a child, you know, I'm like, well, I thought people who die are bad people. And she, you know, how she explained it to me. And again, she's not clergy, but she's my mom, right? And, you know, first there's God and then there's mom, right? You know, she said God needed him. You know, his spirit was needed. And whatever he was supposed to do on this earth was already done by the time he was 13. And God needed him to do some work. And it's God's choice. And he's doing something bigger and better right now. And I mean, I guess, you know, she told me that because I was a kid and I really didn't understand. I was always the kid that was like, I don't get it. Why? Huh? I don't get it. Huh? You know, and then my brothers and sisters, they didn't want to engage in a lengthy conversation with my mom, because once you start to engage in a lengthy conversation with my mom, you were screwed for 5 hours. And my brother and sister were actually smarter than I was. They always were. Okay. You know, I would watch them in the back of the eye, back of my eye. Right. I would say something that would unfortunately engage my mom in a 5-hour discussion, and you'd see them go, oh, what an idiot. And then they'd go and escape, you know, to do something. And then I'd be stuck because I started with the conversation. But I just needed to be able to put that together. And it's I think that frustrates a lot of us. I mean, and if any of you have figured out how to put the two together, great. If not, I mean, maybe we're not supposed to. Maybe we're never supposed to understand God or understand nature or understand why things happen. Maybe the day we understand how things work is the day everything ends. I don't know. Maybe we're always supposed to be questioning. We're always supposed to be on the thirst of knowledge. We're always supposed to wonder why. You know, but it stinks, because I think, you know, I like to learn. I think we as humans, we like to learn. We like to look at a horrible situation and go, okay, well, this won't happen again as long as we do X, Y, and Z. And that's what humans do. I mean, animals do this too. They learn to avoid negative stimuli or negative things. And when you hear things happen and you're like, well, you know, you were damned if you do, damned if you didn't, you know, it's very unsettling for us, because whenever we hear something bad, we want to think, okay, great, we're going to move forward. You know, like when we hear of, there was a woman back, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s. She was sunbathing at a motel. There was a bar fight across the street, gun fired, and the bullet hit the woman who was sunbathing, just lying there. And I heard the story as I was a teenager. I really love to sunbathe. Many of you have seen me. I mean, I'm whiter than white. I definitely need some sun. And, you know, to this day, I put my arms in front of my head. I always have my arms up. My underarms get tan, but I just cover my head. Call me paranoid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show, and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so apparently there's been a lot of concern now that we're not going to have enough money in our healthcare system to treat the high increase in cancer that they are suspecting or expecting, okay? And so this one headline says U.S. healthcare is not prepared to treat cancer case increase. All right. They say barriers to excellent U.S. cancer care remain daunting as the number of cancer cases rises from 1.6 million to some 2.3 million in 2022. This was a report by the Institute of Medicine, which is an independent nonprofit organization, said the U.S. cancer care delivery system is in crisis due to a growing demand for cancer care, increasing complexity of treatment, a shrinking workforce, and rising costs. This is what I have been saying on my show for years. Nobody listens to me. But when the Institute of Medicine says it, everybody's like, oh, they get a headline. There's never a headline saying Dr. Dahlia kind of said this 3-4 years ago, and nobody listens. All right. So the IMO, which is the Institute of Medicine, convened a committee of experts to examine the quality of U.S. cancer care and to formulate recommendations for improvement. Obamacare? No. The report, Delivering High-Quality Cancer Care, Charting a New Course for a System in Crisis, presented the committee's finding and recommendations. I don't even want to read it. I know what it's going to say. Now, I guess they say cancer care teams, patients, their families, researchers, quality metrics developers, payers, the Department of Health and Human Services, federal agencies, and industries must reevaluate their current roles and responsibilities in cancer care and work together to develop a higher quality cancer care delivery system. We're in trouble, people. We really are. Whether you want Obamacare to fail or whether you want Obamacare to succeed, I don't think Obamacare is even going to touch this one. All right. And the crisis even started before Obamacare. All right. I'm just extremely disappointed that Obamacare is accelerating the problem. All right. Cancer is very expensive to treat. All right. Maybe it shouldn't be as expensive as it is. Maybe it shouldn't be. But it is. Okay. Because you need follow-ups. Many of you need surgery. Some of you need chemotherapy. Some of you need the radiation. Some of you need pain medicines. Right? Some of you have post-operative complications. Then you need screening. We've got to screen for the cancer, and then we've got to screen for it coming back. Got to do levels of your CA-125s or your CEA or your multiple colonoscopies. Okay? Whenever there's good, sometimes there's some bad that comes with it. Whenever there's bad, there's some good that comes from it. All right? So, the good to us being able to prevent the heart attacks, being able to extend life expectancy. I mean, that's good. You'd think it was all good. But the bad to it is we are then introducing into the system new illnesses that we may not be as prepared to fight and treat. So we don't want people to die. We want people to live as long as possible. But then we need to get our acts together and figure out how are we going to, with the aging population, or with the large aging population, be able to handle the colon cancers, breast cancers, prostate cancers, lung cancers, etc. Now, some of the government agencies or public health institutes have been bringing up, well, maybe we'll come back on some screening. All right, that was one option. Maybe we won't screen for cervical cancer as often. Maybe let's put that off to every 3 years. Okay? Maybe then, if we pick it up, it's more later stage. All right, but we saved all the money we did on regular pap smears. Well, pap smears really shouldn't be that expensive. And by the way, pap smears aren't that expensive. Usually the doctor does not get paid for the pap smear. If you go in for your physical, they check your heart, lungs, etc. Whether you have the pap or not, the doctor's making the same money. All right. The lab testing for the smear depends on the lab, what you're being charged. But the pap smear is not that expensive. Colonoscopies, we're starting to get up there in price because you need to be knocked out. Get your propofol. You're in a surgical center. You need to be monitored. So you have the anesthesiologist. You have the gastroenterologist. You have the nurse, the tech. I mean, everybody. When I get my colonoscopy, everybody and their mom is in the room. And then the TV. And, of course, it's on TV. So you got the TV. So you got the cable bill, probably. And then, whatever the hospital fees are or surgical center fees, et cetera. Colonoscopies are expensive. But having had family members die of colon cancer, okay, to me, it's worth the risk of screening. Colonoscopies are one of my favorite tests because it's the only screening test out there that cures as it goes. If you get your colonoscopy and they find some polyps, they'll remove the polyps right then and there. Hopefully, they get all the polyps out, send it to the lab, and then let us know if they're precancerous, benign, or cancerous. I love it. Mammograms, phenomenal test, but again, doesn't cure as you go. You know, you're getting a picture taken. Okay, it's great. You should have your mammograms, but it's not as productive as a colonoscopy would be, because with colonoscopy, you're actually getting gleaned. You're getting pruned as you go. And many of us do need a good pruning once in a while up in our colon. So when it comes to mammograms, okay, are mammograms that expensive? Well, the machines are getting more and more expensive. They are. Some of us even need MRIs. Some of us have lumps and we need biopsies, etc. So we know that cancer costs or prevention of cancer or screening is high. Okay? Now, the attitude that healthcare is taking where, well, let's maybe hold off on the screening. Let's maybe go back to colonoscopies every 10 years. Let's maybe change the mammogram rules. I mean, years ago, we always did a baseline between 35 and 40. I'm having women come in saying, I don't have to do this till I'm 40. I go, wait a second, where's your baseline? Where's the baseline mammogram? Now, true, I've only probably had maybe five breast cancer patients my whole practice who were in their 30s when we found it. But those are five lives that got saved. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still going to recommend a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40. One of you a couple days ago had asked, doesn't mammograms cause cancer? You know, radiation, yes. You know, radiation could technically cause cells to change. Right, but I don't have any data, and we don't have any studies showing mammograms are causing breast cancer. We had a family member who said just that to me. She's never had a mammogram. She was in her 60s. I refuse to have a mammogram because mammograms cause cancer. That's why I'm not having them. I told her she was, I called her every name in the book, right? Made her go and get her mammogram. She actually had stage one breast cancer. We found it. God willing. Got it knocked out of the ballpark. So, she got breast cancer never having had a mammogram. So, I mean, you could get breast cancer from a variety of ways. So don't avoid a test thinking if you avoid a test, you're never going to get cancer. Although, I do understand a lot of, ethnicities, a lot of cultures, a lot of people from, you know, foreign countries, they have the belief that once you start going to the doctor, that's when things get found. Once you start messing with something, like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I gotta admit, I mean, I do appreciate that mode of thinking. That's how most of my family thought. That's how I was raised. You rarely went to the doctor. I remember I got my shots. I went to the doctor for every now and then an ear infection, but also we were poor. We didn't really couldn't afford to go to the doctor, so I didn't go all the time for things. But we went when we had to, and that was it. A couple emergency room trips, and we were lucky. But we have a huge problem. And I can't just tell you to put some money under your pillow. Because cancer treatment is multiple thousands of dollars. So then what do we do? What do we need? Do we need to set up a socialized system? Are we turning socialized whether we want it or not? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY is the only way to fix our looming crisis of our baby boomers and us not having enough healthy healthcare dollars going into the system, doctors fleeing, just having free clinics set up or a socialized system for everybody. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-362-3254.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about the FDA is beefing up the opioid warnings because of the epidemic of abuse. How is that going to affect you? As well as there's apparently some scammers out there offering phony stem cell therapies to treat quote-unquote incurable diseases. We knew this was going to happen, right? You know, you have people spiking medicines or putting fake medicines out there. Now we're going to have fake stem cell therapies, okay? Here's just some advice. If somebody says, come to the back of my house, I got some stem cells I'll inject into you, my suggestion would be to maybe walk away. I doubt whatever they have in their house has properly stored stem cells. That would actually kind of freak me out, especially if it's in their carport or garage. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Well, where were you last Friday?
Friday? It was the,
I
know, it was the High Holy Days. You know, we were celebrating Rosh Hashanah. So I was
okay.
praying. Yeah. Now, I prayed
well,
for you, though.
You did good, because I
my I love my truckers.
Fun.
Yeah. So
I
sorry
was,
about
I
that.
Was in, I was in Vegas last Friday. I was trying to get a hold of so I could at least get one or three celebrity photos, but, you know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed you. Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, well, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I do have a question. I walk from the Luxor all the way down to Trump Casinos and back.
That's
and, yeah, the next day, like I had broken hips. But somebody suggested that I might try HGH to, you know, up my human growth hormone, you know, naturally. Do you have any solid recommendations on that insofar as what's legal, legit, and valid, not to be scammed into something?
Well, I mean, you know, I know some doctors that do the human growth hormone injections, and, I mean, they're pretty well... well credentialed. You know, usually whenever you're going to be getting hormone injections, my recommendation would be to go to the endocrinologist or the urologist. I mean, I trust the medical doctors, you know, more than a, you know, I mean, you know, store up the street, so to speak. My problem with these growth hormones is I don't think there's enough studies to know if they're going to be inciting anything cancerous, for example. Not that it would cause cancer, but could it possibly induce a growth if you're destined for it? Like, for example, in men that take growth hormone, they could have gynecomastia. They could have enlargement of the male breast. Now, not all men are going to get breast cancer. It's rare. But what if you have a tendency, right? Then you're taking growth hormone. Could that induce something? You know, could the growth hormone induce high blood pressure? I've even heard of growth hormone causing joint pain. So it's one of those things where I think it really needs to be studied. I think the anti-aging medicine is a field where, unfortunately, it started to gain some strength before the recession, and so we really aren't seeing as much breakthroughs in you know, those types of studies, and it's kind of gotten off on the back burner because usually these anti-aging treatments are not covered by insurance. It's going to be people paying cash for these things, and so it just hasn't gotten the publicity that it needs. But also, it's hard to test. So, I mean, my recommendation is if you are going to get growth hormone, get it from a physician who or a PA or nurse practitioner that works for a physician that is actually certified in anti-aging medicine or endocrinology or urology, etc. And you know, before I do growth hormone, I would probably look at testosterone first, thyroid, some of your other hormones.
The reason I asked that was because I don't know if you know, but Sylvester Stallone is a very big advocate for legalizing it. He uses it on a regular basis.
And, well, that's because he's always in trouble with the law. James, he's always getting in trouble with the law. Of course he wants it legalized. He doesn't need any more bad publicity. He's got that Expendables 3 movie coming out. So, I mean, yeah, he definitely wants that. I mean, here's the thing. Sylvester Stallone is pretty hot. And for his age, what, he's 63 now? I forget. I mean, you know, he looks phenomenal. The problem is a couple of my younger patients who would cycle steroids or use growth hormone, et cetera. One of them eventually had testicular cancer. One of them had a pheochromocytoma. One of our friends died of a brain tumor. Now, I'm not saying these are the cause of that. People out there get testicular cancer. People out there get brain tumors. But we just don't know enough to say it's not related.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe I would check with you and see if there was some kind of a... Is there any... Can you give any recommendations for, like, you know, internet sources for doctors or endocrinologists that specialize in it.
Gosh, you know what? My first site is always the Mayo Clinic, so I would probably be going to the Mayo Clinic site. Where's your base again? You always call. Because you're a trucker.
I'm out of the East Coast, like North Carolina, that area.
Okay. Because I mean, it wouldn't hurt to. Call your endocrinologist or your your family doctor put you in touch with who they know in that city that they recommend. Okay, because I mean, it's hard to just go blindly on the internet, you know, and go, okay, well, this guy looks good. I see an MD after his name. I would probably talk to your family, because again, here's the thing. I mean, let's say you have osteoporosis. Let's say you have, issues with muscle mass, et cetera. Maybe there is an argument your doctor can make for your insurance to allow hormone supplementation. So I would probably go through your doctor first.
Okay.
Okay. Great question. Thank you, James. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just because many of us doctors may not know much about a field, it doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't. All right? But you have a couple types of doctors out there. You have the ones that are very new and innovative and are very eager and progressive to try the new things out because they're seeing phenomenal studies. And then you have doctors like me, that the whole Viagra thing scared the living beans out of me when I was in training, such that I like to wait a while and see what happens after a drug has been out. Right? You guys remember with Viagra, people were taking it and, dying and blood pressure dropping, et cetera, because many people that were having erectile dysfunction were heart patients. They were taking nitroglycerin. And the company later had to give us all warnings. Look, guys, if your patient's on nitroglycerin, right, or has a heart condition, you may want to get them checked out first, and you want to avoid Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and people with nitrates. So for me, I don't like to jump on the newest drug. Now, mind you, we may have patients who have, debilitating MS or rheumatism or, cancer, and they've tried everything else and need to move forward. And, of course, I'll support them in any decision they make. But when it comes to growth hormone that has been out for a while, for me, I'd like to see more data. And, mind you, James was talking about hip pain. Arthritis is a sign of aging, okay? And you do hear that people that do better, let's say that are on testosterone or do steroids, seem to have less joint pain. Well, it's true. In the pathway where steroids interplay, you could have decreased inflammation. You could have decreased joint pain. But are there safer things to use for joint pain? That's the question. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.